This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Picture a Monday. Can we do that?
Please.
Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn are here to fix whatever is ailing you, whatever is in your mind, whatever is in your body. It's like magic when you listen to us.
Magic.
Man, it was the old, every city has a magic radio station, right? Magic 106.7. They don't really have any magic at all. It's just the same old garbage that you hear with ourselves.
You never know.
Our magic is real magic. At the end of this program, if you stick around for the next 3-4 hours, it is like poof, everything will be that's bothering you. I'll have a solution for every problem you have. Everything will be better by your having the sunshine and the chlorophyll of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I thought it was chloroform.
No, that's if you want to knock people out. Chlorophyll is what life is what creates oxygen.
And if you don't believe all that, we'll use chloroform and then you'll have to live there.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about the Syrians who are flooding into Turkey. There are 100,000 of them. And we've been talking about ISIS and their whole deal. Shootings, stonings, beheadings. It's all part of the way they work their magic on people. So now there's a sort of a different edge to this as we talk a lot, all of us, about the effect that electronic media has on all of us. The electronic world, the Instagram, the Pinterest, the Facebook, the social media in general. So now the Islamic State has a media arm. It's like they have a press guy. Yeah. Big companies, I have a press person that works with me. We all have press people. So now they have a press person to present
tell their story.
Story in a way that this is very interesting to read.
And this is no shocker because look at the quality of those videos that they've been sending. I mean, they're not like you're sitting in the middle of the desert with little teeny tiny handheld camera.
Right.
You imagine
slick video.
What that sounds like with their office, with their their PR office. ISIS. Nice to talk to you. May I get you some coffee while you wait?
Hey,
please?
Ken, if they call and try to do a guest pitch, please just say no.
Actually, I'd like to have him on, in fact. I think it would be good to have him on. They have glossy magazines.
Hello, ISIS. We would like to be on the Good Day Show, please, with Doug Steffen.
They're happy to have people tweeting when they chop somebody's head off. They're right there with the Twitter.
Imagine what their hold music sounds like.
Oh, Rich.
That's
it. That is so bad.
Jesus.
Icky.
All right. That's the update on that. Thanks very much. I think we'll move on after that one. The General Motors announcement over the weekend, yet another recall. Those of you who are buying GM cars, you want to think again about this? The company says more than 220,000 cars are at risk of spontaneously catching fire.
Oh, well, just a small problem then.
Combustion. Cadillac XTS models from 2013 to 2015. Chevrolet Impala models from 2014 to 2015. The brake pads can stay engaged even when they are not in use.
Is that the kind of car that ISIS drives?
All right, so let me tell you what really is going on here, because somebody knows something about cars. Richie knows something about cars, too. The chances, this is sort of bad PR from the point of view of you really understanding what's going on. There are several working parts to your brakes, depending on whether they're drum brakes or disc brakes. Most cars today have disc brakes all the way around, and there's a caliper that's connected to it's the engaging mechanism that puts the pad against the brake drum, or it puts it against the disc, and that's what slows the car down. So the chances, even if it stayed on, I had an old truck. As a matter of fact, we had this problem about 2-3 weeks ago. 1997 Ford F-450.
Your truck caught fire?
No. That's the point I'm making here. There's
that
no
would have been
fire.
More exciting it than such a car.
First of all, metal against metal, the sparks would be the only thing. And if the only time this would happen, in my estimation, is if the gas or some lubricant were leaking around wherever the sparks might be flying, if in fact it got to be that bad. The chances are it wouldn't get that bad. Now, I understand what they're doing because they've had and deserved a pretty bad rap here the last year or so because of recalls that they didn't do. So now they're kind of going the other way. The pendulum is moving the other way for the GM, and there anybody who's likely to get a wet nose by driving one of their cars is going to get some kind of recall. Not that this shouldn't be fixed, because it should. If you get the notice, go right away to your GM dealer. The other thing that it points out is how all these cars are the same. You're buying a Chevrolet, but basically you're buying a Cadillac, or scratch that. You're buying a Cadillac, but basically you're buying a Chevrolet. You realize that. All the cars are all the same. You look at them, you drive them. I've rented Cadillacs, I've rented Chevrolets. I don't see a damn bit of difference between them. I honestly don't.
Wow.
The inside appointments are a little different.
The amenities.
But the cars drive, they're the same car. So unless you want to have a Cadillac, unless you need to have that status, why would you just drive a Chevrolet? There's a pretty good selection of Chevrolets terms of quality. So that's what happens. That's how they got rid of so many different makes, because they all were making the same car. I'm trying to remember.
Pontiac is gone.
Yeah.
Mercury's gone.
Mercury's gone. The Dodge is still there. The Plymouth is gone. And the Dodge and the Chrysler are pretty much the same car.
That's why I don't understand why people pay all this money for the Toyota Honda.
Well, I think that's what my point was. I was getting to that. That's good.
I don't get it.
The Toyota, the high-end Avalon is the same as a Lexus. So why would you buy a Lexus if you can buy an Avalon for $12,000 less?
Why would you buy an Avalon when you can buy a Buick?
Yeah, right. Buick
for $10,000 less.
Because the Buick is an old man car.
Not anymore.
It's all in the marketing.
But
that's
I think
exactly
Jennifer's right. The perception is that Buick and Cadillac are for old people, and they're trying to change it. I think Cadillac.
Great looking cars.
He goes out and buys these Acuras all the time.
Who does?
A friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
And I'm driving the same car in a Ford, and he's paying $6,000, $7,000 more than me for the same car.
You know what really is interesting?
Have you lost your mind?
The Mazda is a Ford, or a Ford
it
is.
It was.
If you look at the Lincoln, those compact sort of Lincolns, and you put it right next to a Mazda,
they're
the same model, it's the same car. It's exactly the same, just a different logo on it. And it now is the same with GMC trucks. It used to be GMC trucks were really more rugged than Chevrolets. Not at all. They come down the same assembly line. Every component is exactly the same. I'm talking about components to make it run. That's all. The grill.
The drivetrain, the chassis.
There's another interesting how you can sort of compare and contrast and how marketing makes this work. Mercedes or Daimler owns, obviously, the Mercedes brand. They own a company called Freightliner, the Freightliner truck company, which is making, I think they're mostly in the Northwest now, their plant is there, but they are making more trucks than anybody else. And when Mercedes owned Dodge, there was a van that was produced called a Sprinter. You can see them all over the place because they still make them now. It was originally a European design that came to this country.
Yeah.
It's a German.
It was big, it's high, big, tall,
it's a high,
boxy.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Yep. But if you went to a Dodge dealer, you could see it there as a Dodge. If you went to a Freightliner dealer, you can see it there as a Freightliner. You still can. If you go to a Mercedes dealer, you can see it as a Mercedes. Same exact truck. Exactly the same. Just got a different sticker on it.
So
different
don't be plate. Stupid. Don't pay $10,000 more than
exactly.
That truck.
The Mercedes costs $14,000 more than the Dodge, the same damn truck.
Don't be an idiot.
There you go. Thank you. There's Richie's words for the day. Don't Be an idiot.
I come out of the car business.
But the inside is, you know what? The inside is so much nicer yeah. on those.
So that's how they sell
car.
Women. I don't mean
Seriously.
This to sound sexist, but that's how they sell you.
I don't care. I buy cars for a couple of things. Cup holders, color, comfort on the inside. You can take your revers and rev them somewhere else. But it's true. They need to make American cars look nice on the inside so that I want to buy them again.
Okay.
Well, you paid $10,000 for that cushy cup holder.
Yeah, absolutely. You know how much time I spend in my car? I spend a lot of time in my car.
There is there's a Buick that's like that Lexus that you have, and it's not a bad car. Really
yeah, but like I said, Buick.
But you didn't even go there. Now your father.
No, I wouldn't because it's
like
an old
Buick. Why did your father go to the Buick? Your father should go. He doesn't like to pay what he had for
a
Beamer.
Really, my dad, he doesn't have a Beamer.
No, I'm saying he didn't want a Beamer because they were ridiculously priced.
Right. He got an Equus, and it's a
nice car.
I don't think they're even going to make them anymore.
Well, but the other side of that is he could find a Buick that would be the same. And it doesn't. I think the Cadillacs are gaudy looking. Too many lights. It's the way it looks.
I love that CTS.
It's ugly. How many people are enjoying the ads for the Lincolns? Now that McConaughey is doing them.
Those are cool.
They are pretty cool.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a good way to make that a younger car, because Lincoln's had that image, too.
Yeah, they did. You're right. If you are, speaking of images and stuff, you're over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus will help you by boosting your body's own nitric oxide level. Heart Factors Plus has worked for hundreds of thousands of Americans. This is the best-selling supplement I've ever had the pleasure of representing on this radio program. People from far and wide talk about taking Heart Factors Plus. It is helping people if you have high blood pressure. What it does is basically open up the vehicle in your body, the veins, the arteries that move the blood around, and get it to your head, to your heart, to your muscles, so that you are feeling like you have more energy. Plus, it's dealing with an issue that causes a lot of problems for people as they get older, high blood pressure. Really serious. Kenny, you know that story, and you got on to Heart Factors Plus. This is the way it works. You order by calling 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus. The fact that I said to you that it was the number one selling supplement I've ever talked about in this program should get your attention. But the fact that it boosts nitric oxide levels and affects your blood pressure is probably more important. And maintaining good blood pressure is oh so important as you get a bit older. So call now, 800-577-8560. Get on the bandwagon. Try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free, a 3-month supply. But wait, there's more. As my friends at Home Shopping would say, 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get a free bottle with your order, okay? Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Speaking of details, that GM story about the recall is at DougSteffen.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The day with Rich McFadden.
U.S. officials use ISIL instead of ISIS.
Wasn't one of the Von Trapp family singers named ISIL?
Wow.
An Islamic terrorist group
reminds you of the Von Trapps.
Of course, you know what I have to say? The Sound of Music sort of is terrorism.
This is what Willis is talking about.
One hit wonder time. One hit wonder time.
We're not gonna take it.
No.
We ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it.
We're not gonna take it from the cross-dressing heavy metal band from Long Island, New York. You gotta tell us who it is. This song zoomed up the Billboard pop chart during this week in 1984. So if you know who this is doing this, this is typical stuff from the mid-80s for sure. 888-302-3684. You tell us the name of the group. That's what happened in the One Hit Wonder contest. Playing a song from a group that in this country only had one hit. Band formed by John Segal. Is that how you would pronounce his name? Was it Segal or Segal? Segal. That goes back to 1972. Was originally a glitter band named Silver Star. John was later given the stage name J.J. French. In 1976, their agent told them that they would never reach fame unless they started playing cover songs from Led Zeppelin or Alice Cooper, something like that. So the band finally gained huge notoriety when they were asked to appear in the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure. There you go. There's notoriety for you. After this song, We're Not Gonna Take It, they recorded a string of other albums, but they were not really successful. Never had another top selling pop hit like this one. Fast forward to 1988, the band officially breaks up. Each of the members go on to play with other bands. So it looks like we got a lot of people working on this one, Richie. What's the name of this song? We have a One Hit Wonder CD that we have produced, and you're going to get a copy of it if you come up with the name of this One Hit Wonder group. I know you are dying to crank this up, Richie, so go ahead, the guitar part. Crank it up, Richie! I don't know what's happening. If I'm changing tribute to Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson earlier this morning. For those of you who want to listen to it, it's hour number three of Good Day around the same time in the hour. Is this the time where we spend a little time on music as a part of your life and existence? So this listening to this, for whatever the reason, I was not a fan of this song when it was out. And I haven't heard it for a long time, and now I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, this isn't bad. It's not as good as Freddie Mercury.
Especially the way you feel about the establishment. Come on.
Yeah, right. Well, that's
and that's why Ken and I, this is bullseye right in the forehead on this one for us. We're just coming out of high school, and that's what all the kids loved. It was just like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah.
The video had pictures of kids slamming their lockers. And
So
it was good fun.
All right, let's go to Brian, who's in Live Oaks, Florida. Hi, Brian, listening to The Jet. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, thank you.
Good, nice to have you on board. So who do you think this is? What's the name of this group?
Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot. What a great guess. Not the right one,
really,
however, but a good guess. Thank you, Brian, for trying. Let's stay in Florida, go up to Jacksonville. Here's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Doing?
Well, how about you, sir?
Great.
That's good. All right. You're very. What was the best part of your life by this time in 1984?
Probably school.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. All right, what's the name of this group?
Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister. Were you a little twisted when you were that age?
Yes, sir.
You were. Well,
you can go ahead and say it, Brian. You were a lot twisted.
It's okay. Joe. Richie.
Joe.
Joe gets the CD. Stand by, Joe.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that your older cat or older dog takes more naps than he or she used to? Does Fluffy or Fido spend more time seeking the warmth of a radiator or a sunny spot to curl up in? Have you noticed that it takes more time for your dog or cat to get up and greet you when you come home from an outing? Does he or she appear stiff when first rising from a nap? Sounds like your pet is in his or her golden years. Your senior citizen pet has given you the best years of their lives. The very least you can do is provide them with the special care they need during their golden years. As your pet ages, it's important to make more frequent trips to the vet instead of once a year. I advocate at least twice a year, preferably three or four times. Early detection of your oldest's health problems gives your pet the best chance for recovery. And since you know your pet best, you should let your vet know of any changes you've noticed or any suspicions you might have. And don't forget to play with your dog. You know, very often when they get older, we forget to play with them. Bring those new toys, and whether they play with them or not is secondary. They appreciate the fact you brought them home. And give them that special hug and kiss every day. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point choice privilege to the reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here it is, GC.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market rep. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Good morning and good day to you. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And the Jerk is here.
That's me.
Yep.
Aww.
Rich, the Jerk.
He may be a jerk, but he's funny.
McFadden. Okay, so here's the kind of people that I'm working with. I want you to, this is a lesson for all of you, for the people that work with people who are just jerks. This will make you feel good, all right? So I'm trying to, for various reasons, I'm using technology differently today. I've got, instead of three screens, I've got four screens. And one of them is my iPad. And in the circumstance where I'm working and moving quickly from one screen to another, I need to be able to focus quickly on what's there so I can tell the story, get the essence of a story, and then I can yak about it. So my iPad settings had the text at about 50 to 60% of the size that it, you can maximize it out to. And I knew there was a way of figuring out how to make it bigger. And actually, I probably could have done it by myself. But I was asking Rich to help me because I thought it would make it a little bit faster. And I'm not an expert. Anybody who lives with me know that I'm not. I'm trying to embrace technology, but I'm not fascinated by it, nor am I captivated by it, nor am I very good at it. So I said to Rich, is there a way you can help me get the text bigger so I can see the stuff on the iPad? Oh, yeah, he says. Let's go. Or this was during the last break. So he says, go to settings.
Right.
Yeah, which I did. And then he says, we'll find in the settings, there's a particular, there's a qualification or there's a description of what you want to do.
An internal setting within that.
Right, yeah. So I go to the thing and he says,
wallpaper
okay.
And brightness.
Yes. Right. So then he says to me, open this up and hit the button at just tap the top of the page a little bit and blow into the speaker. Now I'm thinking that doesn't sound like anything that makes a whole lot
like
of sense.
Like a balloon.
Yeah. So these, never mind Richie being a jerk. Jennifer is egging him on. Kenny's laughing in the background. So I guess I should have known that there was something afoot here. But I figure, all right, I'll try it. I'll try it because how do I know?
The next thing we hear is.
So, if nothing else, I've provided them with a good laugh. Now you can all take your
first
all of you
seconds,
jerks.
I could not breathe. I was laughing so hard.
So I'm going to give you something to think about for the rest of the day, you
he's
jerk.
He's like, I don't see text size here anywhere. I said, tap on it twice and blow.
Yeah. Right.
Just
try
it.
Ha, 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 ha. Very funny.
That was good. I'll have to save that one for April Fool's.
Sure, yeah.
If you have it on tape, that'd be great.
I don't have that on tape, unfortunately.
All right, so speaking of technology, I find this very interesting and correlative. Let me know if you share this with me. This is the apple season. The apples that are around, yesterday I was moving cows around from one farm to another, and this great...
You got a certain type of apple on you, right. I think, when you were moving cows, right?
He didn't get
those
some
apples. Those are apple road apples, though, not Red Delicious.
Right. Yeah. So we're going up toward the Donald's farm, and there are two or three really great orchards. This time of year, they're just terrific. I mean, you can even smell... As you drive up these country roads, you can smell the apples and get the fragrance in the air because a lot of them are making apple cider and that sort of thing. So I wanted to stop and get some apples. And there's so many people there, I didn't. I did later on during the day. But as I think about it, as you go to usually the end of August around Labor Day, that's when you start seeing a lot of people picking apples. You go to these farms, and there are hundreds of cars.
Yeah, we were on our way home from the beach yesterday in the Mid-Atlantic, and all the farmer stands were open.
All right, so is it coincidence that at the start of apple picking season, pretty much every year, the fresh new apple, the Apple iPhone, iPad, comes out. I just put this together. I sort of think about this. The iPhone 6 now.
Because it's apple season?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's apple season. So
here's what I really think it is.
Enough.
It's getting to be holiday time. And so they want to get all the toys out so you can buy them for Christmas.
I got that. Mm-hmm. But think about even if they... am I the only one clever enough to put these two things together?
You absolutely are.
Really?
There's a guy that blows twice and blows.
Shut up.
The only one clever enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I see the correlation. I see what you did there, as Ken says.
Thank you.
You're probably the only one that ever thought that.
You think so?
Yeah, but I like it.
Home Depot in the news today. How many people went to the Home Depot over the weekend?
I drove by one.
Uh-huh.
I did not, but I need to.
Well, Home Depot, a couple of reasons they're in the news today. One of them is that they have these new 3D printers available at Home Depot. I think there's a conflict. Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, told us they were $1,300 a piece. And Richie and Kenny went online to the Home Depot's website, saw it for 26. Did you say, or 23? Yeah.
28. But there's also a mini one that is $1,300.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you imagine? I haven't decided. I'm going to go over to the Home Depot and just look at these things and just see how. I don't even begin to understand how they work. But they're selling them instead of Staples, though. There's a Staples right next door to the Home Depot near me. I wonder if they have them as well. And maybe you're better off buying with Staples because at Home Depot, the cyber attack earlier this year has affected 56 million unique payment cards.
Isn't that amazing?
56 million. How many was 40-some odd
bank
the target,
robbery,
right?
These crimes, yep.
Was it 40-some odd with the, So this
and it lasted like forever, like 6 months.
Yeah, and they didn't tell anybody about it. Would you have thought that these people would learn from Target?
I don't think they knew about it.
I think I heard that they knew about it. Ken, didn't you hear that somebody inside knew what was going on and they sort of kept...
At the Home Depot?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No, I didn't. No.
Is that surprising? Does it ever look like people know what's going on at Home Depot? I've never seen replaced over people in my life.
That's it. Anyway,
I'm one of them when I go in there.
They said that they have eliminated the malware behind the attacks. The attacks lasted until, last week?
Started in April,
yeah. It also completed a major payment security project that provides encryption for customers' payment data. Richie, more and more I hear about the way the cards work in Europe. why we don't have them that way here.
We're skipping right over that.
You're
going to
get them.
No. You're not.
No.
Because I've actually seen a few that have them.
American Express has it now. Talking about the chain PIN, to where it's got the microchip inside the card, and then you need to provide a PIN number for it to go together instead of the ancient magnetic stripe technology that we use all around the country now. Hey. But I mark my words, write the date down and the time, okay?
Yeah.
Apple Pay will have us skip right over the chip and PIN and go right to this technology where it's the token, the one-time use token that's just some abstract number that identifies me to the vendor, not to Apple. And we go right past it.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer has
Apple stock today.
Good for you, Richie. The television report's coming out in a moment. Ray Lewis is in the news today. Former NFL player, played for the Ravens.
Murderer.
He talked about the Ravens front office reaction to the Ray Rice incident. And thought you'd be interested in listening to this excerpt from the interview.
And before we get into this, Doug, it came out Friday that the Ravens knew almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that Ray Rice had come forward and told the Ravens and Roger Goodell what had happened.
Yeah, Goodell.
Even though they didn't have the video. Yeah. So here's Ray Lewis, who basically got off of murder because of a technicality, because he couldn't find the evidence of his clothing, which he had somehow gotten rid of.
The glove doesn't fit, acquit.
Right, and his two cents on the holes. And I listened to the first 10 seconds of this earlier, and I wanted to throw up.
All right, let's listen to it.
Yeah, this is one of those situations that is family. I spent 17 years of my career at this one place. I've known Ozzie Newsome now over 19 years of my career, of my life. That's half of my life. I've known Steve Bisciotti over 15 years of my life. And each one of those men, bottom line, has never lied to me once. They've given me an opportunity at life to change not only my life, but my family's life as well as my kids' life. If this incident, what we're dealing with, if they could do this all over again, they would.
They? Who's they?
If the NFL could do this all over again, they would.
I think he means that they could redo it better.
Whether they saw the tape or not, who really knows? Outside,
but he's apologizing for the NFL.
Was actually there to know what went on. But sometimes I think we get lost in trying to find out who's head to go after and who to attack now about what they didn't do. And sometimes we forget why we're here. We're here for one reason and one reason only.
What is it, Ray?
We're here for domestic violence.
Ah, okay.
We're here because we saw a friend of mine brutally hit his wife in the face in an elevator. That is some things you can cover up. And then there's some things you can't.
There's some things you can cover up.
Right now is a sad day for me because the reputation that I left in this organization, this isn't it. This isn't it.
Yeah, you lost such a great
reputation.
There are many of years. It took hard work to get that.
Yeah, hard work.
It took a hell of a reputation.
That's right.
To put on the line.
A hell of a reputation.
Men's families, men's lives.
Right.
On how to actually get acclimated as a pro.
Acclimated. I just looked that up.
So yeah, am I a little bit offended when you talk about a guy by the name of Ozzie Newsome? Absolutely.
Ozzie's a good guy.
He's one of the five-star generals in this world.
The team.
As a man. And I don't want us to lose fact. I don't want us to lose what's really going on here. Ray Rice put a lot of people at jeopardy with his actions.
A lot
of people at jeopardy. Not just himself. And he needs to understand that, because none of this happens if what happened that night in the elevator don't happen. If I ask for anything in this whole thing, I ask, let there be light.
Let there be light. Yeah, I agree with him there. Ray Rice has put a lot of people in jeopardy. Every single football player, every single person getting a check from the NFL right now is going, man, I got to go through these classes. I got to be under this microscope. I got to go through all this just because some guy couldn't control himself.
There's a reason that I don't like football. And the more I hear about these cretins that play it, some of them are just subhuman. They belong working for ISIS. All right, anyway, that's where Lewis is, and that's where Richie is.
You know
is,
what? No, last thing.
They're not all bad.
I didn't say they were. You never heard me say they were all bad. They aren't all bad.
He's a great guy. I don't get that here. Jim Harbaugh, good guy. I don't get that.
I had heard he'd been trying to get rid of
that's players. What I heard, too.
If they are, the players' union would be best served by getting rid of all the trash, and there's a lot of it. If they want the, I'm telling you, football is going to go down sooner or later.
I have a friend that works for the NFLPA. I have to call him and just go, how do you guys defend this guy?
Yeah, there's no way.
What do you do there?
14 before the hour. Jennifer in the television report up next. A lot of new shows are starting. I saw Good Wife last night. Very good. Saw the Madam Secretary show. Very good. There's some really good shows. A new end. Why did they move ends? Why did they just leave all the NCIS shows on Tuesday night?
Got to spread out the love.
Anyway, is that what it is? Okay. Anyway, mm-hmm. Jen reports in a moment here on Good Day.
This is a court-ordered legal announcement. Attention car owners. Did you buy Sylvania Automotive Lighting? If so, you could get money from a consumer class action settlement with Sylvania. The claim form is easy and takes less than 3 minutes to complete. To get more information or file a claim, visit autolightclaims.com or call 866-430-8976. That's autolightclaims.com or 866-430-8976.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
You've waited all summer, and tonight, the wait is over. The Voice, America's number one singing competition, is back with new coaches.
Gwen Stefani
and Pharrell Williams!
And they're more than ready to take on Adam and Blake.
Do you like fashion? I have four clothing lines.
I have three trophies and a credit card. We'll go buy you some damn clothes.
The Voice, home for the premiere of The Blacklist. You must see Monday, tonight on NBC.
All right, let's give out Jennifer's home number. You ready, Richie?
Sure. I'd rather give out her cell number, actually.
281
Apple. You know what? You guys can both, you know.
All right, Jennifer has the television report, an update on the fashion police. I know all of you have not slept a wink since Joan Rivers died, wondering if the fashion police would continue.
Yeah, that was a big question. They did a big special tribute to her last week, and then it's become clear that fashion police will continue. Mm-hmm. It will come back for Golden Globes coverage on January 12th. So they'll take a break, let it cool down a little bit, and no word on who's going to be there, but for sure they're keeping George and Juliana and Kelly, and I think Melissa will probably join to replace her mom, but, you know, who knows? Maybe some other candidates.
Better question is, who cares? Next.
Show dies without her.
Yeah, let's go.
It's a dollar. Every time you say that, a dollar. Colin Farrell says he's going to star in HBO's True Detective series. Remember, Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey were in the first season. Mm-hmm. Second season will focus on Colin Farrell. He, according to an interview published in the Irish newspaper, The Sunday World, and it's good. I think he'll be a good fit for that show. He's kind of dark and cool, and he hasn't worked much lately. So it makes
up in the
it all
sky.
Nice.
It's a bird.
According to Deadline,
it's a plane.
Supergirl has found a serious commitment in a deal that eclipses the commitment DC Batman drama Gotham got at Fox last fall. So this one will focus on a young Clark Kent learning about his Kryptonian heritage abilities, and Supergirl begins with Kara Zor-El at the very beginning of her superhero career. I don't know know why that all makes sense, but I guess it does. Simpsons producer served up a warning about another upcoming death on the show, Dougie.
Uh-oh.
They're going to kill somebody else off, but they did
really?
The last time. Oh, no, that was the Family Guy that killed
brought
the dog back.
Yeah.
So the Simpsons is planning to kill off a character during the show's 26th season. The producer is warning that it will be a permanent death. So the episode's called Clown in the Dumps. I wonder if it'll be Krusty the Clown.
Maybe if they do enough of that, they can actually get rid of the series. Kill off all the main.
Oh, come on. It's
characters.
Like a long laster.
Okay. Are we ready now for a little respite? Take a deep breath, everybody. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Who's here to overview some of the medical news, medical information, things that are important for you, most of you, to know. The healthy lifestyle is what we really want you to adopt. And interesting how the story, Ken, on how if one lives a healthy lifestyle, it can really reduce the risk for dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of thing.
This is great news. And as a cardiologist, I have patients more concerned about developing dementia, Alzheimer's, than they are about getting a heart attack. And here's some great news, because you can help yourself by managing diabetes, quitting smoking, controlling high blood pressure, exercising and maintaining a healthy weight, and having a good education coupled with challenging your brain to ensure it's kept active. All of this can reduce the risk for dementia even late in life.
All right, so that's you really want to be thinking about. And that's why we talk a lot about things like Heart Factors Plus and Omax 3, Ultra Pure. Those are things that help you in that fight as well. Okay, let's deal with enterovirus. This is identified as enterovirus D68. This affects children, but more and more children are being affected in more and more states. Is that right?
Exactly. Enterovirus is a very common virus, especially in the fall and long winter months, Doug. About 10 to 15 million infections occur in America each year. But this special type of enterovirus, as you said, enterovirus D as in David, 68, appears to be worsening the breathing problem in children with asthma. These viruses usually present like the common cold symptoms. They include sneezing, runny nose, and cough. Most people recover without any treatment. But if your child appears to be having trouble breathing, take him or her to a doctor right away. Enterovirus 68 has been confirmed in 16 states. I think it's going to be in every state shortly. The virus spreads from person to person when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or touches contaminated surfaces. We can talk about how to protect yourself if we have time.
Give it a few seconds. That's probably a good idea. Helpful advice.
Well, wash hands often with soap and water for 20 seconds, especially after changing diapers. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid kissing, hugging, and sharing cups or eating utensils with people who are sick. And disinfect frequently touched surfaces such as toys and doorknobs, especially if someone is sick.
All right, let's follow the Ebola trail here for a minute, because every day this story changes. When you and I first started talking about it, it seems like it was almost 2 months ago. We had a different spin on it than we do now. Are we being influenced too much by the news media that's trying to scare everybody into thinking this is going to be a worldwide epidemic and millions of people are going to die?
Exactly. The virus is spread so far you can explain all of it by direct touch. A sick person's blood or body fluids, is urine, saliva, feces, vomit, and semen. Objects such as needles that have been contaminated with infected body fluids or infected animals. And healthcare workers and the family and friends in close contact with Ebola patients, they're the ones at highest risk. But President Obama is sending 3,000 troops to Africa to fight Ebola. Fortunately, it's not yet airborne, and that's what's getting people spooked out, this speculation. But it's very unlikely that this will become airborne. A lot of things would have to happen. A lot of mutations would have to happen to this. But right now, everything can be explained by person-to-person spread.
All right. Let's talk about something that's very important to people, and that is their appearance. Your appearance is important to you. We know that. And one of the things that's important is your hair. Your hairline. Have you done a good job of keeping your hair, or are you losing your hair? If you are, Dr. Ken has a studied response to those of you who are not interested in getting an operation to get your hair back.
Look good, feel good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day except for Doug, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your activities, Provia has a great sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that phone number is 800-543-5817. Make note of it. Take note of it. Actually, better than that, take some action. Call that number, 800-543-5817. Provia will work, cleansing the pores in your scalp, making the hair follicles come back again and your money back. 800-543-5817. Again, 800-543-5817. Thanks to Dr. Ken.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.